Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Doris Hatch on 10/31/24. This is Hatch performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in normal sinus rhythm period, QRS complex, Q waves near normal period, the power F impression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk on Leah Reed, REID. This goes to Dr. L. Strickland on 10/31/24. Mrs. Reed performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, new rumor saturation was 95% period. Patient walked 333 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90% period. A paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen O'Connor. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 10/31/24, Mrs. O'Connor performed a pre-bronchodilator spirometry period. She refused albuterol and to do a post-bronchodilator study period. The forced vital capacity is minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period, and a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Karen O'Connor. This goes to Dr. Miner on 10/31/24. Mrs. O'Connor performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her rumor saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 439 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and Jeremiah, G-E-R-E-M-I-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10/31/24, Mr. Jeremiah performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary, minimal obstruction, new paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 8/15/24, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Virginia Moss. So this goes to Dr. Spears. On 10/31/24, Mrs. Moss performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 8/15/14. There's been some improvement in the forced vital capacity. Period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing minimal improvement. Period. Thank you.